Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most powerful tension moves in jungle and drum and bass, the selector rewind moment. Not a cheesy movie trailer rewind, not a huge cinematic whoosh just for the sake of it. We're talking about that proper sound system style pullback, where the crowd hears the drop, feels the impact, and then the whole thing gets yanked back for one more hit. That's rave culture. That's call and response. And in old school DNB, jungle, dubwise rollers, and darker breaks, it can absolutely make a tune feel alive. The best part, we're doing it in Ableton Live 12 with low CPU, using stock devices, smart arrangement, and resampling. So instead of piling on heavy plugins, we're going to work like producers who know how to shape energy with timing, contrast, and groove. Before you touch any effects, think arrangement first. A rewind moment is not just a sound effect, it's a section of the song. It needs a clear place in the phrasing, ideally at the end of a 4-bar, 8-bar, or 16-bar cycle, where the ear already expects some kind of change. So open your arrangement and create a dedicated rewind zone around the main drop. Give yourself a short window, usually 2 to 4 bars, where the transition can happen cleanly. Keep your tracks organized into drums, bass, music or effects, return effects, and a separate track for resampling or printing the rewind. That last part matters. If you want to keep CPU light, freeze and resample when needed. In Live 12, that's a huge advantage. You can print the transition, disable the heavy source tracks, and refine the result without stressing the session. Advanced producers do this all the time, because it keeps the workflow fast and the sound intentional. Now let's build the drum foundation. For this style, don't start with a polished modern drum kit. Start with a breakbeat. Jungle and old school DNB live and die on break energy, and the rewind feels much more authentic when the drums have a chopped, human, slightly messy feel. Drag a break into simpler, switch to slice mode, and slice by transients. If the material is rhythmic, set warp mode to beats, then tighten the slices so the hits stay punchy and don't smear. You want the break to feel alive, not flattened. A good teacher tip here is to resist the urge to quantize everything perfectly. A rewind moment often feels stronger when the groove has tiny imperfections. Let ghost notes breathe. Let one slice ring a hair longer than the rest. That little bit of instability makes the whole thing feel more like a selector pulling it back in real time. If you want a classic swing feel, add a touch of groove pull swing. Nothing too extreme, just enough to give the break some lilt, around that classic 54 to 58% zone. You're aiming for movement, not drunkenness. Now support the drums with a minimal CPU bass sound. The bass should be simple, sturdy, and easy to manipulate. A good combo is operator for the sub and wavy-dable or analog for the mid-range release movement. Keep the sub mono. Keep the release tight. Don't let it smear across the rewind. For the sub, use a sine or very simple waveform in operator. Short notes, clean envelope, no long tail. For the mid-bass, build a detuned saw-style release with modest unison. You do not need a giant stacked monster here. In fact, less is better because the rewind moment needs space to work. Add a little filter movement, maybe a low-pass cutoff opening and closing subtly. If you want some bite, use a saturator with just a few dB of drive. Keep it controlled. The point is to give the bass enough attitude to answer the drums, then get out of the way when the rewind starts. That call and response is the key. Let the break say something. Let the bass answer. Then, right before the rewind, pull the answer away. Now we get to the heart of the lesson. Creating the rewind motion. There are a few ways to do this in Ableton, but the most CPU-friendly approach is to resample the section first. Record a 1 or 2 bar slice of the drum and bass interaction onto a new Audino track. Then you can reverse part of it, chop it, or pitch it without needing to keep all the source devices running. If you want that classic pulled back feeling, try the sequence, resample, slice the last hit or last half bar, reverse it, and then add a short fade or room tail before the redrop. That already gets you very close to the selector vibe. Another good stock device move is beat repeat, but only for a short automated window. Don't leave it on all the time. Use it like a special effect that appears for a moment and disappears. Set the interval and grid to 1/8 or 1/16. Keep the mix low, and automate it into the rewind zone. A little goes a long way. You can also use filter automation to sell the illusion. Start with the section open. Then close the filter over the last bar so the sound narrows and loses brightness. That narrowing effect makes the ear feel like it's being pulled backward. If you want extra drama, dip the volume briefly right before the rewind lands. Even a 3 to 9 dB drop can make the return feel much bigger. This is a really important coaching point. The rewind is powered by contrast and density. the music before it should feel busy enough that the pullback is meaningful. Then, when you strip the arrangement down, the silence becomes part of the groove. So don't just think, what effect should I add? First think, what can I remove? That might mean cutting hats, muting a bass layer, trimming delay tails, or letting only a snare ghost and a reversed hit survive the transition. In darker DNB, that negative space can feel brutal in the best way. If you want a stronger selector style moment, automate your return effects too. A short reverb swell on the last hit, followed by a sudden cutoff, can create that the room just got sucked away feeling. A delay feedback rise and abrupt cut works well too. Just don't overdo it. The moment should feel intentional and readable, not washed out. Let's talk structure. A strong rewind usually has three parts. First, the trigger. Second, the collapse. Third, the re-entry. For example, if you're at 174 BPM, you might run a solid 8-bar drop. Then, in the final bar, you start thinning things out. Maybe the snare fills get a bit busier, the bass cuts early, and a reverse hit starts to rise. On the last half bar, you hit the rewind cue. That could be a reversed break slice, a beach repeat stutter, or a sudden audio pullback. Then you leave a pocket of near silence before the redrop lands on the one. That silence is not empty. It's part of the impact. And here's a pro move. If the rewind feels weak, don't immediately add more layers. Try changing the timing of the silence by even 1/16th note. In jungle and DNB, tiny timing changes can make the difference between nice effect and massive crowd moment. The groove is that sensitive. Now, because we're keeping the low end disciplined, check your sub carefully during the transition. The sub should stay centered, mono, and controlled. Any reversed effects, noise, or ambience should be high-passed so it doesn't cloud the kick zone. If you print a resampled transition, trim extra tail off the bass so it doesn't fight the re-entry. Always check the rewind in mono. That matters more than people think. Stereo wideness and reversed effects can sound exciting in headphones, and then collapse badly on a club system. You want the moment to survive translation. If you need a heavier character, try resampling the rewind print and processing it lightly a second time. A little saturator, a touch of drum bus, or a hint of redux on the rewind only can give it that dusty, second-generation flavor. Just keep the main drums cleaner so the rewind has its own identity. Now let's shape the redrop. The rewind only works if the return feels earned. After the pullback, bring back the core groove with one meaningful change. That could be a brighter bass filter, an extra ghost snare, a different break slice pattern, or a dubwise vocal stab. In old-school jungle, even a small change can make the redrop feel huge. If you want it to hit harder, keep the redrop dry for the first bar, then let atmosphere return after that. That dry, punchy re-entry makes the whole section feel more surgical. For a more classic rave feel, you can make the redrop busier and rougher, with more break edits and a sharper snare crack. The key is that the rewind clears the ear, and the redrop rewards it. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't overuse the rewind. If every drop has one, it stops feeling special. Don't let the sub run through the whole transition. That destroys the impact. Don't make the rewind too polished, because old-school DNB likes a bit of grit. And don't automate everything at once. Usually one or two strong gestures, like a filter sweep and a bass cutoff, are enough. Also, don't forget the groove. If the break gets too stiff or too gridlocked, you lose that human selector feel. The best rewind moments feel like they were grabbed from a real dance floor, not programmed by a robot. Let's quickly cover a practical workflow challenge. If you're short on time, take a 15-minute sprint. Choose an 8-bar drop. Duplicate the last two bars. Trip the bass down to a single note or stab in the final bar. Add a reverse break or reverse cymbal into the last half bar. Automate your filter cutoff from open to closed. Use beat repeat or a reversed audio slice for the final pullback. Cut the sub for the final quarter bar. Then print the transition and listen back in mono. Ask yourself one question. Does the redrop feel bigger than the original drop? If yes, the rewind is working. If not, reduce clutter and sharpen the timing. Here are a few advanced variation ideas worth trying. You can do a halftime fake-out rewind, where the ear briefly feels like the rhythm has dropped in gravity even though the tempo stays the same. That's great for darker rollers. You can do a multi-stage rewind, a quick stutter, then a reverse hit, then near silence, then the redrop. That gives the impression that the track is being physically pulled back in stages. You can also do a bass-only rewind, where most of the drums mute and only a bass stab or sub swell carries the motion. That works really well in sparse, tense arrangements. If you've got ragga vocals or MC-style chops, Let the rewind answer the vocal phrase. That call and response is very authentic to sound system culture and instantly makes the moment feel more alive. And for a darker underground edge, try a negative space rewind. Instead of adding more processing, just remove more elements. Cut hats, trim shakers, mute bass. Shorten the reverb and leave only a ghost note or a reverse texture. That kind of restraint can sound massive. So to wrap this up, remember the core principles. Build the rewind as a phrased event, not a random effect. Keep the drums rooted in break edits and ghost notes. Use a simple, mono-safe bass design. Rely on stock Ableton devices, automation, and resampling so the CPU stays light. Let the rewind clear space, then let the redrop hit with more authority than what came before. In drum and bass, the best rewind moments feel inevitable, dirty, and huge. They don't just interrupt the groove. They make the groove mean more.